Let it fall on fertile ground.
Jesus.
That you might get to glory. And your people will be victorious. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
We pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all gonna pray, right? Y'all praying, right? Y'all praying, right?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Y'all praying, right? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Y'all praying, right? Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna take some liberties that God has said. God has said that somebody is struggling today. And I'm gonna take the liberty to say that He's talking about all of us. He's talking about all of us. All of us in some way, shape, or form or fashion, we are struggling. We are struggling. We're struggling with a personal sin. We're struggling with what our eyes are seeing. We're struggling with what our ears are hearing. We're in shock and amazement that some folks are saying and doing some things and others are not doing anything else. We're just in shock and awe that of the condition of our society. I just got to say it. Some people say, why them folks doing what they doing like that? Some other folks are saying, all my life I fought this battle and I'm still fighting this battle again. So I just got to be honest. I've had all those thoughts this week. I've had all those thoughts this week. And all I can do is steal away to my corner and say, Lord, what should I do?
My God.
Amen.
I wanted to fight. I wanted to tell somebody off. I just sat down and cried. I'm like, did my daddy live his life in vain and go to glory in heaven? And they still doing the same old things that they've been doing? I understand that. But then I reminded, because I thought about my daddy. My daddy said, son, I don't care what they do. You still got to do the right thing. So when I see riots and I see looting and I see all of that garbage, it ain't right and I can't condone it. And he said, it's not okay to say if they hadn't done this way. No, you still got to do what thus saith the Lord. So I know we've been struggling all week. I know we've been struggling, but I know that somebody been praying.
Amen.
Anybody been praying this week?
Yes, my God.
Been praying this week? I know you've been praying, Destiny, because you're a praying church. I know, because that's what God has said about us. We are a praying church. We are a faithful church. We are a church that's given ourselves to the word of God, and the word of God shall set us free.
My God. My God. My God.
And God gave us a word. So today, if you would go to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, it's not new. There is nothing new under the sun. God gave us a word. God said, here's what my people need to hear. Matthew, 22nd chapter, verse 29, and then we'll drop to 37 through 40. Matthew 22 and verse 29 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Then in verse 37, he says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. 39, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments, hang all the law and prophets. On these two commandments, hang all the law and prophets. And God says he just wants you to know the truth. The truth will take you through.
Thank you, Lord.
The truth will take you through. Now, I just got to share with you, Destiny. I got to share with us today. The truth is not all we see on Facebook.
All right.
The truth is not all we see on the news.
Yeah.
The truth is not all that we see with our own eyes.
Yeah.
Sometimes our eyes play tricks on us, especially when we get a little bit older. Ask some of us who are a little bit older. Our eyes will play tricks on us.
My God.
Hey, and it does it on young people too. Y'all know you used to pull up to the table and it's time to eat and you fix a plate. And you thought that ain't enough, so you put some more on your plate and you just go, my eyes were bigger than my stomach. Some of us remember that. Some of us remember that. But,
oh, yeah.
But the truth, the truth will take us through. Now, unfortunately, before I get to my first point, unfortunately, sometimes truth is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. So what might be truth for you might not be truth for somebody else, even though you're looking at the same thing.
Mercy, Lord. Yeah.
If anybody ever experienced that? I'm sure you have. You've lived. I'm sure you have. Yeah. But the declaration that God made, His truth is the only truth.
Amen.
And now somebody say, thank you, Lord, because we've been delivered. Thank we know you, the Lord, word of Lord. God is the only thank truth Lord. That matters yes. to anything. So thank
my God,
you, God, for
God.
Your yes. truth. Thank yes. you, Lord, that you yes. died, you rose, you got up. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. You conquered yeah. death. Thank you, Lord, you imparted your spirit. Thank you, Lord, that when we don't know what to ask or to pray, your spirit will tell us what to do so that we can walk in your truth.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the first point today, I asked the question, where does your truth come from? Where does your truth? It's a personal question. Where does your truth come from? Well, let's look at what the scripture said. Here in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, we find some interesting things taking place. They're out to get Jesus. And let me just say, they're out to get Jesus. Well, who's out to get Jesus? Well, it's not the unbelievers.
Mercy, Lord. Oh,
that's truth right there. Most people think it's the unbelievers that are out to get the believers. It was the believers in the Jewish law that are out to get Jesus. So the believers were after Jesus.
Mercy, Lord.
Jewish councils were after Jesus. The Sadducees and the Pharisees were after Jesus. Oh, let me make it plain. The pastors and the deacons were after Jesus.
My God.
The bishops and the apostles were after Jesus. They wanted what they wanted and didn't want what Jesus wanted. So that sets the tone. It was the religious leaders that were after Jesus.
Okay.
So we look at Matthew, if you look at verse 21, it says what? They said unto him, they came, and this was the Sadducees, which had a conversation with Jesus. He said, these people said what? They said unto him, Caesar's. Then he said unto them, render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God.
Amen.
Oh, I got to tell you, we got to be careful. Because when we say render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, that ain't got nothing to do with us. We got to do it. We got to follow the law. We got to follow the rules. But that's a short-term truth. Because our truth is that this world is not our home. The truth is we got to live here, but it don't dictate how we act. The truth is that we got to follow the speed limit at 55. We got to follow the curfew if it's 9 to 6. We got to follow that rule saying you should not steal or you go to jail and you should not kill or you should go to jail. But that got nothing to do with what we do because we're all about the salvation of the saints and the salvation and bringing somebody into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
My God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody just started to see something different already. So when I start to think that what I'm supposed to do, all of this stuff that's going on this week, the good, the bad, the ugly, the violent, the peace, all of it, guess what? I still got a job to do.
My God.
You still got a job to do. You got to pray over your household for salvation. That household Amen. Is extended mm-hmm. family. That household is neighboring family. That household is friends that God has brought into your family. Why? That they would know Jesus, because if they know Jesus, they wouldn't do some of the things that folks would be out there doing. And even if it gets done, you're going to be praying that God will return them to the truth.
My God. Amen. My God.
So where does your truth come from? Well, somebody look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 says what? The truth says what? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them, because they what? They are spiritually discerned. So is your truth coming from your natural man? Or is your truth coming from your spiritual man?
My God.
Thank you, Brother Tony. Your testimony told me who you are. Your truth, when you say, I don't even know what to pray for, you said that because that's the natural. But when you go to the spiritual man, well, Lord, what do I pray for? Then God will give you what to pray for. That's how the spirit works. The natural says, pray over the looters, pray over the killers, pray over the cops, pray over the disobedient. But the spiritual man say, what? Why are you going out there? Start at your home.
My God.
Amen.
When you said it, it just reminded me of my daddy. And my daddy started at home. He said, I don't care what them other boys do. I don't care what other families do. You are son of mine, and we follow God. You ain't going to do it.
Amen.
Because we going to stand
my
on
God.
Truth.
My God.
We need some more daddies. And not only did he start with us, he went up and down the block and every kid. He said, you ain't going to do that around me.
My God.
Aunts and uncles, hey, Fred, we went to the store. We got, can't bring it up in here. You can't give it to my children. We don't take no stolen stuff. We go to work. We pay for what we get, and we keep going. My daddy, to the day he died, didn't watch no bootleg DVDs. He wouldn't buy it for somebody trying to have a hustle side business. No, they stole it. That ain't right. I ain't buying it.
My God.
Amen.
My God.
I don't care how much money you say. If I can't afford to buy it, then I ain't going to watch it. But I'm not going to allow nobody to steal it, and then I support they steal it. God
say it, preacher. Say it.
And we got bootleg in our life.
Ooh.
We got bootleg truth.
Ooh, mercy God.
Half of the truth. Piece of the truth. Truth in my eyes, but not according to what Jesus said. But here's the good news. If you was in Sunday school, you said, what? I don't care how wrong you've been, how far you've gone, I'm still going to show compassion on you. So that's delivered right there.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
You don't have to play right there. Somebody look at Mark 12 and 34. There's another situation we got. There's another situation, Mark 12 and 34. And when Jesus saw, he answered discreetly. He said, look, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that does ask him any question. Said, look, he said, there was this man who came to him. He wasn't out boastful trying to be up front. He came discreetly in secret. He said, I know what you mean. And Jesus rewarded and said, you ain't far from the truth. Do you know that our truth comes from the word of God? So when we walk in the word of God, we speak the word of God, we live the word of God, that's where our truth. So today, are you willing to declare that your truth comes from Jesus? Your truth comes from the word. Your truth don't come that, it's true that the officer killed the man. That's what it appeared like. That could be a truth. It's also true that guess what? They stealing and ranking and taking everything, and that's not right. Those are both the truth from the word of God.
My God.
But the truth should not divide us and have us at odds with one another.
Yeah.
So when we see that the truth has us at odds with one another, that means we are not walking in the fullness of the Spirit of God. There's something that's not being seen. There's something that's not being said. Now, I get those challenges, and we ain't got time today to talk about all of that. Some of those challenges are our experiences. Some of those challenges are what have hurt us.
My God.
I had to lock myself up for a day or so and just be distant because all I kept having was flashback to when I was a child, seeing the tanks roll down the street. Flashback when folks would call me out my name. Flashback that they told me I would never be anything. Flashback that all my life I've always been respectful to the police because I knew one truth. If you argue with the police, when you stop, you might die. That was my truth. flashback that it's still happening today. Flashback that all my brothers and sisters in Christ, flashback that they love you, but yet still I could be on a call with pastors, and when one black pastor on the panel, they weren't concerned with how he was feeling other than things, and then all of a sudden, oh, somebody said, oh, wait a minute, how you doing with all this? As an afterthought, flashback that when a black man can be accused by a lady, that more people are concerned with the dog than they were about the man.
Amen.
Flashback.
My God.
But the flashback that caught me, that sent me into prayer, was my daddy said, son, those are things of this world.
Jesus.
Those are the things you just got to deal with. But Jesus paid the price. Jesus covers all of that.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Love your neighbor.
Glory to your name.
Love one another. Do that which is right. That's your truth.
Yes, yes.
So today, my prayer is that your truth comes from the word of God.
My God.
Your truth would come from the word of God. Second point today is there's this paradox in truth. Paradox in truth. The paradox is that it appears to be true, but it might not be true. It might not be true, but it appears to be true. Paradox. What's a paradox? A paradox is it's a seemingly absurd or self-controlling statement or proposition that was what? Investigated and what? Explained that may prove to be well-founded or true. Sounds good, looks good, writes good, but we got to dig to the bottom of it to make sure it is good. And there's different kind of paradoxes, but there's one statement that just stood out with me. And there's one, and it's this one man in psychology, he explained it this way. The statement I'm about to make is a lie. That's a paradox.
Yes.
The statement I'm about to make is a lie, is truth. It's a true statement. Y'all got that, right?
Yes.
However, it's a paradox because it's true that you told us you were going to tell a lie, but what you said ain't the truth. Oh, somebody didn't get that. Somebody didn't get that. Today, more than ever, we're living in the paradox of truth and not in the truth.
My God.
People are making statements over and over that are true statements, but they're a paradox because they're not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The legal system can say, yeah, you have to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but the truth don't always come out in the legal system. But we're talking about the scripture. So look at what happens here. He says what? Matthew 22 and 29. He said, look what Jesus said. Look what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err. Noah, you don't get it right. Not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. What he was talking about, they tried to trick him, the Sadducees. And the Sadducees were a part of the religious sect. There were Sadducees and Pharisees. The Pharisees kept the law. They kept the pure written law. The Sadducees disagreed with the law. They were the legalistic minds that said, we're going to make this practical. So they thought, we're going to get Jesus on our ability to negotiate the law. We're going to get Jesus in the court of law. So they came to him and said, look, the word says, the law says that if a man's white husband or lady's husband die, what? The next in line should become her husband. Okay, what happens if this happens six times? She has six brothers, each one died, she became the wife of each successive brother. And then in the scripture, he says what? Wait a minute. said, now there were of a seven brethren. The first, when he had married a wife, deceased, having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third unto the seventh. And the last of all, the women died also. Then in verse 28, they said to him, therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. We got you now, Jesus. She was married seven times in the resurrection. Whose wife is she going to be? She can't be seven beings' wife. And Jesus fixed it. He said, you don't understand. You do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are the angels of God in heaven. Somebody say amen. So you don't know who I am. You don't know what the truth is. They ain't married up in heaven. Somebody get delivered from our emotional roller coaster here on earth. When I get to heaven, when Sister Rogers get to heaven, we married down here. When we get to heaven, we not married no more.
It's all about Jesus.
We're going to be the angels of Jesus, and we're going to worship him. Our days on earth were wonderful, but our days up there go higher. Somebody might want to argue, but that's the truth. In heaven, it's a new heaven, a new home, a new body. All these worldly things that he allowed us to go through to be a part of his work are going to pass away.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, oh, you tried to get me, y'all. You tried to get me, but guess what? It's a paradox in your truth. Your truth ain't based on the truth. You don't know who I am. I got the power of God in me. And once I get to my destination, once I get to my cross, once I get laid down in my grave, when I get up with all power, all this nonsense you talking about, seven wives to one, seven brothers and one wife, is gone.
Thank you, Lord.
Because in the new heaven and the new earth, ain't going to be none of this. You're going to look like the angels.
My God.
My Lord.
Oh, you don't have to believe me. Go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Look what he says. 2 Corinthians 4. He says this. 4 verses 4 and 5. He says, wait. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest what? The light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We need to understand the paradox in our truth is we're not preaching ourselves. We're not preaching our holiness. We're not preaching our faithfulness. We're preaching Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If they look at us, they will see us fail. If they look at us, they'll see us fight. If they look at us, they'll see us argue. If they look at us, they'll see us depressed. If they look at us, they'll see us doubt. If they look at us, they'll see us turn away from what we should be doing. Ask the Sunday school teachers. Ask the Sunday school class today. There was a story of some children and a family. Didn't have a job. They were struggling. Mama was sick. One of the churches said, hey, you can come get a meal. Daddy said, look, I'll stay. Y'all go see. They said, yeah, we'll feed you for another 20 minutes. The one 16-year-old twins, the one son went back, said, guess what? They can feed me. We got to go down there. Daddy said, take your brother and sister. Y'all go. Mama can't walk down there. She can't go. I got to stay here with mama. That's just the way it is. The kids get down there. They eat. They say, look, my mama at home, sick. She can't get down here. Daddy, can we have some food to go and take to them? And the church said, we don't do that.
My Lord. My Lord.
So then the kids, they stole some bread, they stole some fruit, put it in their pocket, but on the way out the door, they said, this church got a good sign, but they sure don't care about nobody. Maybe we should go down the street to the church with the broken sign and say, all who welcome. But they left the mark for Christ that was not the mark of Christ.
My God. Oh, my God.
There's a paradox in the truth. We care about you. Yeah, you did. You gave me some food, but you didn't care enough to feed the rest of the family who needed it because it didn't follow your rules. Aren't you glad today Aren't you glad today? Aren't you glad today that Jesus threw the rules out the door and he just cared about you? Aren't you glad today
that Jesus
saw your sin? He said, no matter about your sin, I'm still going to love you. Aren't you glad today Jesus went through Samaria? Aren't you glad today that Jesus talked to the beggar man? Aren't you glad today Jesus went out to the lepers? Aren't you glad today Jesus wasn't afraid of those demons? He said, 2,000 Jesus said, I'll break every fetter. I'll break every fetter. We used to sing about Jesus will break every fetter, everything in your life, everything that goes wrong, everything that depresses you, everything that makes you doubt. Jesus said, I'll break it. I'll break it. I'll break it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In Acts, he goes on. He said, look, when Peter was talking, he said, wait a minute, y'all don't know what this is. He said, and now, brother, Acts 3:17, I would that through ignorance ye did it as did it to the ruler. He said, wait a minute, y'all don't know. Y'all sent the master to be crucified. Maybe out of your ignorance, but no, out of this paradox of truth. The paradox was this. You can ask for somebody to be released, but you didn't want to have truth be released. You chose the thief.
My God.
I said, what? Give us Barabbas. And I'm coming to tell you today that we got to stop choosing thieves.
My God.
We got to choose Jesus. We cannot and must not choose the thief.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Can I tell you who the thief is? The world is the thief.
Yeah.
Caesar's is the thief.
Oh, God.
That thing means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You got a personal thief in your life. I don't know who it is, but you know who it is. It steals your joy. It steals your peace. It steals your getting up to do what God told you because it makes you sit down on the couch. It steals your confidence that God has anointed you with the power from on heaven, and it makes you think, oh, this can't be true. I can't be all that. I don't have that. Look at where I came from. I don't care where you came from. I don't care if you were born on the street. I don't care if you were in the depths of the slave field in Alabama, Louise. I don't care. Look what God has raised up. His spirit is in you, and we will fight. We will fight because nothing can defeat us.
Amen.
You know the scriptures. Go get your favorite scripture. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Somebody said that. Somebody goes to there. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not just on Monday, but Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. I'm running. I'm at 99, but I'm trying to get 100. Why? Because I know my God has placed a spirit of power and conviction and victory in me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
When you speak the truth, I love this thing, that when Jesus spoke the truth, everybody shut up.
Thank you, Lord.
When you speak the truth, folks stop talking.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
You want to talk? Come on, let's talk. Here's the truth.
Amen.
Spoke to a couple the other day. They wasn't expecting this. This was free from God. They're about to get married in a year. And one of them said, well, you know, I got you know, commitment issues. I said, okay, so what does God tell you? You believe in God? Okay, you believe in Jesus? That's a wonderful thing. God said, when he tells you to do something, you ought to do it. Then what? You ought not be afraid of having a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And she went like, wow. I said, here's the real thing. You want to be married, right? So why y'all sitting here trying to put on this great ceremony? You try to go through it, make sure I get to this size, make sure I can do this, make sure I dot my I's and all this kind of thing. What's the end goal that you want on that day? I just want to be married to keep the truth. And I was shocked and amazed that I even said anything. But God said, speak. And I was bewildered because it was two ladies. I was bewildered. Why am I counseling them on what? But I was counseling them on the love of Christ.
Yes.
So if you're in the will of the love of Christ, God will tell you what's important. His love is what's important.
Amen.
Not all this other stuff.
Yes.
And the lady said, that's what we needed to hear. So you need to hear from God. Absolutely. So seek him for the rest of your journey. Now, I don't know what God's going to do with that, but I pointed him to Christ.
My Lord.
I didn't point it to my belief or whether I believe a man and a woman has to be or two women. God didn't tell me that. I went there to do a job, and he said, speak this.
My God.
And I'm like, okay, God, you're doing something here. I'm just going to speak it.
My God.
But there was no paradox in truth. I spoke the word. It's in truth. That's what we need to do. So where does your truth come from? Somebody say it's Jesus.
Jesus.
It's the word. I'm going to cast anything off that ain't of Jesus. I will seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And yet, but then there's a paradox in truth. Absolutely. Because sometimes we think we know something and we get stuck on that point.
Yeah.
And there's a paradox there because he said, sometimes we err even when we speak the word. Because we don't speak it out of the Spirit of God. We speak it with our head knowledge. That's what the Sadducees did. Oh, yeah, we got this thing. We know how to present this. I'm the best lawyer around. They weren't presenting the truth. Yeah. The last thing we need to understand is the truth will take you through. The truth. Nothing but the truth. The truth, the truth, the truth, the truth will take you through. It's in the scripture, verses 37 through 40. It says what? Jesus said unto him. Now the Pharisees have come back. The Sadducees, he had put them to silence. So then the Pharisees came back. Now these were the upper law, you know, that we're the keepers of the law. We got the tablets, you know, we got the official documents that have been transcribed. You say, wait a minute, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? We got you now. You spoke this from Mount Sinai. You spoke this, you gave us this, which is the great commandment. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Yeah, have no other God before me. Yes, this is the first and great commandment. Then he turned them upside down, and he does that to us. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
My God.
Wake up, somebody. It's May 2020. God. At the end of the month, something happened this week, and it didn't mean to love your neighbor like yourself. But that situation happened. It's been more difficult what's happened after because nobody's loving themselves. No, somebody's not loving themselves as Christ or like your neighbor. We're doing some things that we would want folks doing us. You don't want them coming up in your house. Don't go in their house. We talking about some folks we ought not be doing. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. What? This is what? Just like the other. He said, on these two commandments, all the law of the prophet. That's the truth.
My God.
Would you talk about yourself? Then don't talk about the president. Would you talk about yourself when you make a mistake or want somebody talking about you? Then don't talk about other folks. You know what we ought to be doing? Praying for them, speaking truth. Now, I'm not saying don't take a stand. I'm not saying that. We do have to take a stand. And if somebody says thugs and all these other things, I ain't going to talk about you. I'm going to speak. People are not thugs. Okay? Here's who people are. I'm going to take a stand and speak for that. But I ain't going to talk about you because if I talk about you now, I'm breaking the commandment that God told me not to break. But I am going to do, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that you don't receive the wrath that comes when we disobedient to God. Okay, that's where we got to get this thing. Get out of the paradox. Okay, get out of the paradox and let's deal with the truth. When you pray, watch things happen. When you pray, guess what? Somebody's nephew, somebody's son, somebody's daughter ain't going out in the streets committing these crimes.
Amen.
But why? Because they don't heard the truth. They're gonna say, well, so-and-so might see me. I better not go out there. I don't care what keeps them from going, but if they know the truth, let them not go.
My God.
It's a sad commentary to the church that the church can't get along and we declare Christ. How do we expect believers to come to God and to Jesus when the believers are acting like wild animals?
Right.
Mercy, God.
All this week, conference call, Zoom call after Zoom call, attorneys, no attorneys, pastors and the most difficult thing I had to do, because in most of these calls, I was one of one or two African Americans, is to listen to the rhetoric and how we're right in Christ that they shouldn't be doing all these things. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. God gives it to us. I never thought I'd be quiet, but God held my tongue. And at the right time, you'll give me what to say. Because you know what's first and foremost? Lord, I'm going to do what you have me to do.
Yes.
Lord, yeah. There will come an opportunity when you say, speak your word and be prayed in your word, that we can stand. And it's not that they're bad people. They're genuinely concerned. They just see it from the other side.
Amen.
That's the prayer. When you've never been to the other side, it's difficult to see. It's not new. The Pharisees didn't see the spiritual nature of who Jesus was.
No.
They knew the word. Paul is a perfect example. He didn't see when he was running to crucify and kill folks. But then he met them. So what happens is when they meet you and you walk in the word and in the spirit of God, it changes them. Because the truth comes out. You don't have to believe me. Look at the word. What does 1 Corinthians 13 and 6 say? Y'all know it. You read it before you got married, or if you didn't get married, you know it's called what? The love chapter. And it says love don't do a whole lot of things. It says love does not rejoice in iniquity, but it does what? It rejoices in the truth. We got it confused. Too many people are rejoicing in their iniquity, but not in the love.
My God.
You don't have to stop there. Go to chapter 14. He continues talking about this love. Verses 24, he said, but if all, he talks about the gifts of the Spirit. He said, what? If all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. So falling down on his face, he will what? Worship God, report. In other words, when we're on one accord in the spirit, because the spirit's gifts are going forward, that if somebody prophesies, somebody's going to interpret so that someone has understanding. When the outsiders come in, guess what? They're going to fall down and worship God. But if we get together and we're proclaiming Jesus Christ and we're not on one accord, because my gift is better than your gift and your gift ain't as good as my gift, God is not getting the glory. So it's not as well as speaking in tongues or the gift of prophecy or the gift of singing or the gift of administration. They all work together. The truth is, love your Amen. Neighbor like yourself. So Amen. That what we not live God. In harmony, Amen. We live in Come oneness, on. And we are not walking in this way that it's all about me.
My God.
Man. Man, I don't care what neighborhood Man, you live preacher. In. I don't care what your background is. I don't care. Truth is truth. And when it's the yes. word of God, it will bring the strangers together. When it's the word of God, it will take enemies and bring them together. And the enemy will never overcome the king who sits on the throne, or never overtake his children, because his children have been anointed, they've been adopted, they've been made heirs, and the spirit of God is in us. So when we speak the word of God, the enemy got to fall. When we speak the word of God, the devil got to go away and come again another time, because today, you know, you wrapped up, you tied up, you tangled up in your Jesus, and ain't nothing gonna stop you.
My oh, God.
Man.
My Lord. Yeah.
That's what God wants.
Yes. Yes.
This brain that God has given us, it's a wonderful thing. It can retain a lot of things. But it needs to retain that with the heart, the love that's in us from Jesus has control.
Yes.
Not the cerebral pockets that are up there that store different things. It's the spirit that moves through our.
Oh God.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's the yes. spirit. See, we think because this piece of our brain stores a certain thing of knowledge, and this piece stores emotion, and this piece stores technical stuff, that's where it resides. But it don't reside in the brain. It resides in the heart, which is the blood. And the blood's got to run through that part of the brain so you can enact that part of the brain to be able to work. But if the blood gets cut off from that part of the brain, you will lose your memory. But you won't lose your life. So we got to understand that the spirit which moves, the spirit which is is within us, the spirit which guides and directs us, is what takes us to the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
It'll Amen. Bring some things for you to remember. It'll bring words for you to say that you never thought possible. I come to tell you, I've heard testimony. Folks on this call said, I never thought I'd ever get through this, this, and this. And look at you today. You done that, got that, it's behind you, and you moving on to the next situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I never thought I'd have Amen. To see a day where they go send tanks down the street. I never thought there'd be a day that I wouldn't eventually say to guess what? I can walk in peace. I can drive down the street in peace. I can go where I want to go in peace. But I come to tell you that I don't have that peace in this world because it ain't changed, but I got that peace in Jesus Christ because every day I get in my yes, car, God. Today yes, works God. Another day is worse than it was in the 70s and 80s. I drive down the street. I got to take a look and wonder who going to do and what they going to do. Every day I leave my neighborhood, I look at the gun club and I look at the folks lined up shooting their guns, preparing themselves, and I say, I hope I never encounter any one of them in a one-to-one situation, because all they're going to want to do is shoot me.
My God.
But God said, don't worry about that.
Yes.
But he said, every time you drive by, just pray the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That they'll Jesus. Never be in a situation that you'll never have to encounter them, and when you do, you're going to speak it. So guess what? They can prepare like that all they want to. I am the one Jesus. Who's still in control. Why? Because Jesus, you are dressed Jesus, in the Jesus. Armor of God.
Oh, God.
You got God. On the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. You got on the helmet of salvation. So Man. Guess what? And you know you got brothers and sisters, no matter what race, no matter what color, that are bound by the truth.
Yes, Man. Jesus.
So my plight. Oh, God. My plight came from Ham. Somebody else's came from Jephthah. Somebody else's came from another of the children. That's okay. They took different journeys. That's all right. But we still going to end up in the same place.
Amen.
We Thank still going to end up in heaven with Jesus.
Jesus. And Jesus.
The truth. The okay. truth. And then we look at what he says in Titus. Liberty old book of Titus. He said, This witness, I like what he says here. He said, this witness, and true in verse 13. This witness yeah. is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be what? Sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men, and then that turn from the truth. We got to rebuke when it's not true. He told this young pastor, don't you stand for that garbage. Don't you listen to that garbage.
Yes.
Don't let them convince you about what that. We got to stand on the word. We ain't got to listen to what presidents and politicians or anybody else, pastors who ain't speaking the truth, our brothers and sisters who ain't speaking the truth. If it ain't rooted in the word of God, we don't receive it, and we can rebuke it.
My God.
He said, rebuke it. Said, to what? The pure of all things, what? Until the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. So when you know somebody, and Sister Judy said it earlier, when you know somebody that loves Christ and they come together, you get a receptive spirit. You know what the spirit says to you. And then you're in their presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you know they will say, but if there's not, then we begin to pray for their defiled spirit. We begin to pray for their denial. We begin to pray that something would happen. Something will be said that would turn their life.
Yes.
Clean us again. Y'all know that old song say, revive us again.
Yes.
Revive us again. Oh God, once more and again I come before. Revive me again, God. Once more and again, God. I did it again, Lord, but forgive me again. Oh Lord God, restore me. Restore me to the truth, oh God. Oh God, once more and again, here I am, Father God. I just don't know. Once again, God, I got a question and I don't know what to ask. Once again, God, I'm angry, but I shouldn't be angry. Once again, God, why? Because of me. So Father God, no matter what it is, no matter how tired I get, I'm going to press through. I'm going to press through. Why? Because I'm going through all the way.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we know it. We love the Psalms, right? You love the different Psalms that bring you joy and give you peace. And there's one that always touches my heart. And Psalms 107 and 107. I got verses 13 to 15 there, but I just got to read the first verse because it said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then in verse 2, it says what? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Y'all know God pulled you away from the enemy, and he's going to keep pulling us away from the enemy today and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west and the north and the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They're hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted them. Do you feel hungry and thirsty today? Do you feel like you're ready to faint because of the things that are going on around you? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. When we cried to the Lord, the other day I heard, as we're about to go back to worship in church, this lady said, look, we're teaching our people to lament today. Say, to tell the truth. Say how angry you are that you can't go to worship. Tell how afraid you are that you can't go to church. It's okay to say that I don't want to be there. But after you have your lament, then start calling and praising the God that you serve, knowing that God is going to deliver you from whatever this situation that you in.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
In verse 13 says, then they cried unto the Lord again. So verse 7 and then verse 13, they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Look, he saved them out of their trouble. Verse 6, verse 13, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in thunder. He broke every fetter. He brought them out of the death. He brought all their bands, just like he did to the man possessed with the 2,000 demons. He broke all the fetters and all the chains, and he's broken your chains, and he's broken your bonds, and he's broken your doubt, and he's giving you peace over unbelief, giving you love when there was no love. And no matter what the world does and how they bring it your way, that is not who you are, and they can't do that to you. I am the head, I am not the tail. Lie all you want, confuse the truth all you want, but I'll stand on the word of God, which is the truth, that the God that I serve.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Perfect. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. In the midst of all this stuff, in the midst of the battles and the court battles, and that whether he gets off or don't get off, in the midst of one more of us that once again has been mistreated, in the midst of wealth over poverty, in the midst of corporate over individuals, in the midst of neighborhood over nothing, in the midst of why is coronavirus so high in poorer neighborhoods than it is in richer neighborhoods, even in Hoffman Estates. If you live on the west side of Hoffman Estates, it's only around 12%, but if you live on the east side of Hoffman Estates, it's almost 30%, 27%. So how come it's so much more of it? Why? Because it's poverty on one side and not the poverty on the other. The houses are closer on one side, more apartments, so it's going to spread versus those who got luxury spread. And you go community by community, and it's the same way.
Mercy, Lord Jesus.
But it doesn't change what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children. Oh, that the Lord, we would praise the Lord for his deliverance. Oh, that we would praise the Lord for Brother Rogers, who after 38 days of being in the hospital can come home and not only come home, but look better and not look like what he went through. Oh, that we can praise the Lord down through the years, Lord God, when I stumbled and I fall. Oh, I used to drink. I used to do drugs. I used to run here and there. Look at me now, Lord God. Oh, God, I used to be full of myself. But now, God, all I do is surrender you. Oh, God, I used to say the church can't do nothing for me because I know more than church. But oh, look at us, God. Now, we know that the church is the only thing, and the church is not the building. Oh, God, when the building shuts down, we still go out to tell
Hallelujah.
Somebody.
Amen. Amen. God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God raises up an amazing power in his children.
Jesus.
When nobody wants to go, I'll go by myself.
Yes.
What nobody wants to do, I'll do by myself.
My God. My God.
Thank the Lord for what he's reminding us of.
Yes.
His work is not done until he returns. But the love that he has for me.
Yes. Jesus.
The love that he has for you. The love that he went to Calvary. And he died for me, and he died for you. The love that says, I will never leave you alone. I will never forsake you. The love that says, you know, I know you got limited capabilities. I know that you don't have all of this, but I will plant my spirit and I will give you everything. I will battle the major folks
with
everything. I will have you speak when people don't even know how to speak. I will have you understand.
God.
I will have you pray a prayer that will change lives. I will have you speak a word that will change lives. I will have you
go through
man or woman will fall over and give up, but you're gonna go through it and you're gonna stand
in Jesus. Hallelujah!
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Oh, we bless you.
So we rejoice. The truth, the truth, take us through.
Yes, God.
I don't know everything you're going through, Destiny, but you know. But here's what I do know. The truth will take you through it.
Yes,
here's what I do know. Along the way, there's going to be some paradoxes. A paradox can be illustrated like a fork in the road. When you get to the fork in the road, there's one absolutely right way, and there's one way that ain't right. The truth goes the right way.
Yes.
But guess what? The beauty is you don't even have to choose. You got to say, Lord, which way?
Yes, yes.
See, if we would say which way instead of let me think about it,
Jesus,
we'd be better off. Which way? What do I? Speak to me, Lord. Show me, Lord. As a matter of fact, let's just get it. I tell Lord, just drag me along the way. Because when I'm in my own mind, I can't even think about it. Just drag me, Lord. I'm okay. Drag me, Lord. I'm okay. I just want to be where you are.
Yes.
I want to be where you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah.